brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the cabin.
Well, one of those names is true. Lecter's here. Wheeler is not. Ollie is not. AJ
is.
Hey!
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, not too much.
Welcome not to... Much. Is this your first time being on the intro?
No. No. I was here with Jesse a little while ago.
Ah. Yep. Okay. Okay. I'm way behind.
Way behind.
Okay. It's Friday morning. Friday before Thanksgiving. Yes. A holiday which you dread. You don't need to get into that if you don't want to.
I wouldn't say I dread it.
No?
No, I just don't really celebrate it.
Why?
I don't know. I never did as a kid. We never had Thanksgiving growing up. In Australia, we don't have Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we know. We know. Yeah.
So I just... Yeah, we never really celebrated it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to. Sorry, I should point out, I am thankful for things. I'm not the Scrooge of Thanksgiving. I am thankful for things. I'm not a huge fan of.
Okay. Yeah. We might dive deeper. I feel like there's a bit of something going on here. We might dive into.
Oh no! I'll lay down for this.
I also feel like we don't get a full morning at the cabin with AJ very often.
No.
And you're the GM of Cabin Radio. There's probably a lot of things people want to ask you.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on with Cabin Radio. You're the head of it all. You know everything that's going on.
Nah.
Why don't we do a GM AJ AMA, and I can't think of any other initials to throw into that.
Just time. Rattle through the alphabet.
GM AJ, ask me anything.
Huh? Done. Let's do it.
This morning.
Bring it on.
On Mornings at the Cabin.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
Happy Friday morning to you. It is plus three. I'm already just like in the winter state of mind. It's like
balmy.
Minus in front of everything by automatic. 3 degrees in Yellowknife right now. Our ridiculously accurate weather playout software saying 2.7 degrees. Going to see a mix of sun and cloud today. High of 6. Tonight clear, becoming cloudy this evening. And tomorrow into the weekend, clearing in the morning. High of 9 degrees. That's a nice Thanksgiving.
So no
Saturday.
Snow?
No snow.
Oh, that's nice.
At least it doesn't say any snow. That doesn't mean anything.
Wow, it's true.
Could snow anyway.
I did actually announce that there would be no snow one night this week, and that was the night that it snowed.
Oh, Monday night?
Yeah, weather made me a liar again. Thanks, Mother
Well,
Nature.
I mean, in your defense, it snowed for like an hour,
that's
and then
true.
It just stopped dead.
Yeah, I'm glad the snow hasn't quite arrived yet. I still have a few things to do.
Well, what do you got to do?
Just chores. Just general,
yeah,
get ready for the winter.
You're always doing chores.
It's true, but then when the snow falls, I had this blissful period where I just do nothing.
Ah.
Because right. All the stuff outside I can't do anymore.
Right.
So it's perfect.
Right. Well, good morning to all of you. As you may have heard off the top of the show, we're going to do a little GMAJ AMA, which stands for Ask Me Anything for you unhip kids out there. Basically just send us your questions for AJ, whatever you want to know, whatever you think the GM should be asked, but we just don't hear enough from him. We've already got a question.
Oh no.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know if I am.
Okay. Well, let me just give it a little pre-screen here. Okay.
Yeah. See how personal this is.
It's in the spirit of Thanksgiving. It's actually from new friend of the cabin and resident new person in Yellowknife, Bridget Rusk.
Okay.
She says, I have an AMA question for AJ. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, what's been one of the coolest opportunities or experiences with Cabin Radio that's made you thankful?
Ooh, that's a
good one.
That is a good one.
Good
it's
one
also a very with. Difficult one because it's all so new that every experience is great. But in the spirit of the question, I will pick one.
Okay. I was going to boo you if you just stuck
yeah,
with that.
No, you can't just have those no. stupid answers. I love everybody.
I've just been thankful for it all. It's just been wonderful.
Those are the worst answers. You know what? Actually, doing my own show, having the opportunity to fill in for hosts.
Yeah.
I think I love the challenge of learning a new skill. And it really feels like I'm kind of jumping into the deep end when I do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the business side of things is great. And I really do enjoy that. But actually getting in and doing radio is the most fun.
I never see a brighter sparkle in your eye than when I know you're about to send someone an invoice reminder email.
Oh,
you just like,
what a
it's
treat.
Just your time to shine.
And then when they pay the invoice right after the reminder, oh, that's
God,
Thanksgiving.
I love that.
That is Thanksgiving. Move over, turkey.
All right, so this is a two-part question from Bridget Rusk. Also, in the theme of Thanksgiving, is it more the hatred of the people or the food involved in the holiday that makes you the Scrooge of Thanksgiving?
Neither. It's kind of holidays. Neither. Holidays in general.
Holidays in general.
Yeah, I live so far away from my family that I just really don't celebrate holidays.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and no, it's not.
Well,
it's
now
not
I'm a bad sad. Thing.
No, long week. I love long weekends.
Okay.
That's the holiday for me. Right. I like having an extra day where I can just relax. That I really, really, really enjoy that.
Yeah.
But I don't really celebrate holidays unless I'm with my family.
Aww.
Yeah. So what about Christmas this year will be my big one.
You don't have a Yellowknife, a Northern, like an orphan family?
I did. And people were always very nice. They would always invite me to things, Thanksgiving, Christmas dinner, all that kind of stuff. But
then you just became ornery and unpleasant. And...
No. They were great. But I just kind of felt like I was intruding a little bit.
Aww.
Yeah. And half the time I'm like, I just wish I was in my pajamas watching TV right now. I like my free time.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. It's like kind of, I don't know. I feel like the people who took you in, maybe are, if they're listening, they probably feel a bit bad now. They're just like, oh, we didn't make them feel welcome.
Yeah, no. They should. They made me feel welcome. This is a me problem.
Okay.
This is not
very
a
much
problem.
An AJ problem. Yeah. All right. Well, we got one more. Ask me anything.
Okay.
GMAJ. By the way, send your questions to mailbox@cabinradio.ca or Facebook message to the Cabin Radio Facebook page. Ask GMAJ anything you want to know about Cabin Radio. He knows it all. You may as well go right to the source.
I do.
You think AJ or you think Ollie knows it all?
No.
This guy.
Where do you think he got it from?
Right. All right, so Summer Dave, send us a message Dear GMAJ, can I get a 15% salary raise? Sincerely, Summer Dave.
You can have a 4,000% salary raise.
There you go. GMAJ, 5,000. Answering your questions.
6,000.
Hell, why stop there?
10,000.
All right, there you go, Dave. You can get a 10,000% salary raise. You're welcome. We will continue with Mornings at the Cabin. And stay tuned because speaking of AJ, a.k.a. DJ Gooder.
Oh, no.
We have a radio debut coming up later on this morning. Stay tuned.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a Sort of Live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
Lecter and AJ with you on your Friday morning, the Friday before Thanksgiving long weekend, and that is something that, even AJ can be thankful for. A long weekend on the horizon. How are you going to spend your extra Monday off?
My couch.
Your couch?
Yep.
Movies?
Yep, probably.
Or just couch?
Both.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, that'll be my whole plan. That's what I do. I do a normal weekend, and then I take that extra day, and I do nothing.
Okay.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Perfect. All right, so we are doing a Cabin Radio, GMAJ, AMA, Ask Me Anything. All morning long, if you have any questions for General Manager AJ of Cabin Radio, send your questions to mailbox@cabinradio.ca or send a Facebook message to the Cabin Radio Facebook page. Anything you would like to know about Cabin Radio, the man sitting directly opposite me can answer that question. Or if you want to just know something about him personally. Is
Six
there anything too personal?
One.
Oh.
6 foot, just shy of 6 foot one.
And
shorter than Lecter.
And what are we tipping the scales at?
You know what? I just.
A little too personal?
No, I just came down to 200.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 205 probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay. But that's like a bad, because you were like 205 of like solid muscle.
No.
No.
No, I shed 5 pounds of not solid muscle.
I don't believe you.
Jiggly muscle.
Jiggly muscle. Speaking of AJ Goodwin. DJ Gooder is his alter ego. I don't know if you still go by that, but I love it so much that I'm trying to continue to make it a thing.
I'm embarrassed to say that I went by it for longer than I'd like to admit.
Okay, but we will have a radio, what's the word? A radio
premiere?
Debut? Premiere, yeah. That's the one,
yeah.
With DJ Gooder on Cabin Radio. Stay tuned for that. That's coming up. First, I want to go to bat for my boy Ollie Williams a little bit.
Who's
I don't know if you saw
who,
this
who's
yesterday.
That?
Ollie Williams.
Oh,
he does news here at Cabin Radio.
Yeah. He used to be on the show every once in a while.
Makes appearances on the morning show from time to time. Yeah. Whatever he has.
He's Irish?
I think Scottish?
One of the in between somewhere.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. His mom lives in Scotland. Oh, so he's basically Scottish now.
That's where I was getting mixed up.
So he wrote a story. Actually, Emily Peacock wrote a story yesterday, to be exact. And you may have seen it on cabinradio.ca. It was also shared on our Facebook page. Yellowknife's booming tourism industry is causing difficulties for the crowded medical boarding room at Kitikmeot Travelers. So it was basically a story about how the tourism industry and how it's booming is having slightly adverse effects in other areas.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Which is fair. I mean, we all know that tourism is an industry in Yellowknife that we're hanging our hat on, not fully and completely, but we all know it's very important for the future of the territory. And for Yellowknife, the tourism industry is very important. It's something that the Chamber of Commerce in Yellowknife and the NWT has worked very hard on stimulating, and we're starting to see the results now. And it's great. We're getting lots of tourism, but there are things that the ripple effects in other areas.
Yeah, there's a cause and effect. A push and pull, for sure.
So the story was posted on our Facebook page, and a few comments came in, a few kind of negative comments, basically being like, hey.
Hold on. A negative comment on Facebook?
A couple.
Well, that's unheard of.
Saying, hey, how dare you take issue with the tourism industry? Don't bite the hand that feeds Cabin Radio. This industry is helping keep this territory and the future of this territory afloat. How could it possibly do any bad for anyone? And not just that. Negativity followed by someone, and I'm not going to say who, someone using the D word.
I'm not sure which word you're referring to be honest.
You don't know what the D word is?
No. Can you mouth it to me?
I could just straight up say it.
Oh,
I mean, it's just such a huge, looming, awful word, but it's not inappropriate. We can say it on the radio. Disappointment.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Not angry.
Just
disappointed.
Disappointed.
Oh, dagger.
So Ollie went to bat for his journalist, Emily, which, by the way, she is doing a fantastic job for us at Cabin Radio, and we're so happy to have her aboard.
Great pickup. Number one draft.
So she, that's right. So we would do it all over again.
We do it all over again.
So she wrote this story, and a few of these comments came in saying, hey, what are you taking an issue with the tourism industry for? And Ollie went to bat for Emily and said, you know what? I don't think anyone's taking issue with the tourism industry, just pointing out some things that how it's affecting people in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And the response was not much better. And then the big D word came in, and it was disappointment directed to how Ollie was answering these questions.
Yes.
Which is tough. And I mean, you know, Ollie, there's nothing that would cut him deeper than being told that you are disappointed in him, that he has disappointed you.
Well, actually, more so his news team. I find you can attack Ollie and he'll take that on the chin pretty well.
Yeah.
But he does have a very mother bear kind of presence for his news team.
He does, and he's a proud guy too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Takes a lot of pride,
and they do great work. So you know that defense needs to be in there. But I do have a couple points on that, though. I mean, I look at that and I read someone's take on the article.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no matter what you intended to write, any journalist will attest to this. Sometimes someone will read it in a different light.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a light that you can't even see.
Right.
So to that respect, they read that as, yes, there was a little bit of an attack on the tourism industry.
Mm.
Now, that was not the intention by any means. Obviously, tourism is that the number one shining light for when the mines go out. That
right.
seems to be the trend in talks lately is when the mines are done, tourism will be our savior. And it is booming.
We all know it's something we can capitalize, and we are doing just that.
Yeah, and it's doing great. So much so that we're a little behind schedule to keep up with it all.
For sure.
And that has affected, and that's just the facts, that it has affected other things, especially, you know, medical care. But the way that they read it, and maybe it was maybe a headline issue or, you know, whatever it was, they read that in a bit of a different light. And there, you know, you have to show a little bit of respect for that as well, right? Now, the issue that I take is when you criticize the journalism or criticize the, you know, the article itself, not the content of it.
Right.
Conversations, negative, positive, whatever it is, if it's about the content, I'm totally for it. That's the whole point of Facebook and having that open forum.
Yeah.
Criticizing the actual journalism behind it. I haven't been around journalism for very long. I've had friends in the industry for a long time, but it's very difficult. And it's time consuming and there's a lot of stuff and we have a very small crew. So obviously people aren't aware of that and that's fine. Yeah. From the outside looking in, you don't realize that, but they work really, really hard on a small schedule with a small crew.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get all the facts in there. You know, you're going to miss a couple points and maybe a headline gets misconstrued here and there. So I think that there is a little bit of worth to some of those comments. You know, that's the way that they viewed that article and that's fine.
Yeah.
And I think there was a little bit of defensiveness just because of the more the attack on the writing.
Yeah, and there was a point made that that hey, you know, this is not the tourism industry's fault. And again, like I think you kind of alluded to, no one was really saying that there was anything that the tourism industry was doing wrong.
No.
It was just basically pointing out a story that was brought to us by members of the community, telling their story, saying, hey, this is something that you may not realize is happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's kind of the point of journalism, is getting the stories of everyday people and allowing the media to tell their stories on their behalf, get it out into the larger consciousness, and then hopefully have some good or positive effect come from that story being told.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was definitely a bit of a good guy and bad guy take on this.
Which is, I never like to see that on Facebook. I love to see really long comment sections and good discussions, and the last two comments being like, I totally see where you're coming from. Even if it's, I disagree, but I totally see where you're coming from. I love seeing a comment section end like that. It's so, so rare.
It is very rare.
It's so rare, but I love seeing like an actual conclusion to something like that instead of like, you're a jerk. No, you're more of a jerk. And then on to the next article. You know.
We can all agree that Trudeau's a jerk, right? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. We see eye to eye. But so anyway, when the big D word came out, disappointed, I was like, ooh. Yeah. Oh, man.
Straight to the heart.
Oh, that's... And so you may have noticed there's no news today. There is no Ollie today.
He's reeling.
He is... I don't know how well he's doing. And you brought up a point that when you were talking about that, I thought, you know, this is what happens when you use such strong language against such a sensitive boy in Ollie Williams. You can't tell him that he disappointed you. Then, you know, what you're going to get as a result, he may try to defend himself, and then you're like, nah, I'm still disappointed. And then you're going to get the sob story. Hey, Cabin Radio is a small group of mostly volunteers.
We're trying our best.
We're trying so hard, and nobody wants to hear that.
No,
it's a tired, worn-out excuse.
Yeah.
We don't, and you know Ollie's going to throw it at you, so just have a little consideration. He's working hard.
Yep.
You can call him a pompous so-and-so, but disappointed?
Disappointed, I mean.
Oof.
Can you get any lower?
That's too far.
That's a mom insult.
Too far. Yeah. So I don't have a real conclusion to this. I just thought, you know, being a hockey player mentality, my guy was getting piled on. I thought I'd jump in there without actually knowing what was happening.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little disappointed you don't have a conclusion.
Oof.
Well, name one thing you're going to need this stupid rope for.
That was way easier than I thought.
On TV, you've always got that guy that jumps over the sofa.
And then you've got to shoot him for 10 minutes too?
We're good.
Yes, we are.
Now, what do you think is in that little case there?
Holy!
The hits just keep on coming. Give it a smell.
I love our new job.
Look who it is. This has got to be his big break.
Yeah. We got to mess with him, right?
Okay. Okay.
Open the door. I'm going to grab him by the hair.
Sit down.
Get down. Shut up.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
Scenes from the cabin.
Know the movie? Submit your guest to mailbox@cabinradio.ca or send us a message on Facebook for your chance to win gift certificates to some awesome Yellowknife restaurants, including the Monkey Tree Pub and Steak Restaurant, the Woodyard Brewhouse and Eatery, Flavor Trader, Copper House Eatery and Lounge, or Javaroma. Listen to Cabin Radio every weekday to win or download the Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
The Cabin Radio GM AJ Ask Me Anything Morning continues with a question from Cabin Country host Samantha Stewart.
Okay.
Who says, ask AJ, can Cabin Radio please play more Canadian country music? Can I take this one, AJ?
Oh, by all means. I'm going to redirect this to Scott Lechman, our creative director. Scott?
Sam, I think we would be happy to play more Canadian country music. So if you can get more on Cabin Country Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. on Cabin Radio, we would be more than happy to hear that. We are always looking for more Canadian country artists to feature on Cabin Country with Samantha Stewart.
Well,
so there you go.
Well said, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you. I just felt like I had a perfect answer to that one. You know, sorry to cut. I know it's your Ask Me Anything here.
No, absolutely. I mean, you take that one. You're the expert here.
So if you have any more questions specifically for AJ,
yep.
mailbox@cabinradio.ca. Facebook
Bring them
message
on.
To the Cabin Radio Facebook page. What do you want to know about Cabin Radio or the GM of Cabin Radio? Even personally, I can tell you this. He is an accomplished musical artist.
Accomplished maybe a bit of a stretch.
So speaking of Canadian country, it's a very celebrated genre, of course. What genre would you say before we're going to play the world premiere of DJ Gooder's song? Now, is this the name of the album, Range Lake? Is it the name of the song and the album?
It's more of a location.
More of a location.
Okay. Yeah.
So
which
it's like
is also the album name if you can have an album with one song.
So are you saying this is the anthem for Range Lake?
Should be.
Okay.
It was pitched, shot down in pretty remarkable fashion, but... pitched nonetheless.
Who shot it down?
The principal, the vice principal, the secretary, the administrative assistant, all the teachers, and every single one of the students.
That's pretty unanimous.
It was pretty, I mean, I had a couple buddies that were on board out of sheer support.
Why am I playing this? Nobody likes it, apparently.
This was your decision, man.
Okay.
Luckily, it's very short. Okay. I did not have the patience to do a full song.
Okay, so just before we're about to play it, but give us a little background on what compelled you, DJ Gooder, to write this tune.
Well, the inspiration came from a trip I went to Mexico. It's very Havana themed.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know anything about that genre of music or how to make it.
So just stealing from Spanish culture.
I honestly think I started with one element in GarageBand, and it just snowballed from there. When you feel it, you feel it. Right? When you know, you know.
Okay, perfect. I feel like this is something that Sarah Wicks, of course, our old friend of the cabin from Wicks Picks, should have been a part of, but she is not here. Sarah, you're with us in spirit as we play the world premiere of DJ Gooder's Range Lake Anthem. Yeah! Hey!
Oh, yeah. There's a second wind.
Oh, man. Whoa! Wow.
What a hip
shaker. Range Lake.
Tell me you were moving.
I couldn't help myself.
Couldn't help yourself.
There were flips and kicks and everything. You didn't see that part listening at home. My God.
Just imagine if that was 42 seconds long.
How did people not like that?
I don't know. You know what? I think it was far ahead of its time.
Oh, that's fair. That is an issue.
They weren't ready. Space. The year was 2003.
Yeah. A little Ricky Martin, a little bit. Enrique Iglesias.
Yep.
Yep. Influence in there. Okay. Yep.
Which was hot at the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real hot.
2003.
The voice track didn't make it. It was
similar. You had lyrics?
It was similar to a male Shakira, if you will.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you give us a little taste?
Hello, 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 hello. Something like that.
Well, I guess we'll stop there.
There weren't really lyrics. Good.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. DJ Gooder, Range Lake Anthem, live on Cabin Radio.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
The Cabin Radio GMAJAMA Ask Me Anything continues with a couple of new questions we have here. One for Trevor Smith. AJ, how do you stay so awesome? Give us a rundown of your daily morning routine.
Oh my goodness, how do I stay so awesome? Great question, Trevor. Great question. It's a combination of hot water, lemon, with a sprinkle of paprika.
Ooh.
Twice a day.
Oh, twice a day?
Twice a day.
Once when you wake up, once before you go to
sleep?
Right
before you go to sleep.
Okay.
Keeps you awesome.
And he follows that up with, P.S., the Range Lake song needs more cowbell. That's not a question, Trevor. But
I disagree. I think it's perfect, Trevor.
It starts off pretty cowbell heavy.
When you make a Havana-esque GarageBand 27-second song, then you can throw your criticism.
Well, there it is, Trevor. DJ Gooder throwing down.
Actually, Trevor, it could use a vocal track.
Ah.
I know Trevor fancies himself a singer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There it is. The challenge has been laid down, Mr. Trevor. We need a vocal track for the Range Lake Anthem.
Come on down.
I mean, we really don't, but if you want to give it a shot, it'd be fun.
Honestly, it couldn't hurt.
And another Ask Me Anything from Jason Melanson, good friend of the cabin. Question for Andrew. What is the answer? 8 divided by 2, and then in parentheses, 2 plus 2.
Oh, no.
Questioning your, well, I guess mental math in this case, because you can't see it right in front of you.
He's not questioning anything. He knows I struggle with ped mass or bed mass or whatever it is.
What?
You don't know the brackets before? I don't even.
Okay.
Yeah. No, there's a formula. See, Jason's good at math.
I'm glad this isn't a lector asking me anything.
It's being a jerk.
So you do the bracket. Wait, go again. So 8 divided by 2,
okay,
and then in parentheses, 2 plus 2.
So you do the brackets first.
Yes.
So 2 plus 2 is 4.
Yes.
And then you do the division. So 8 divided by 2 is 4.
Yep.
So it's 4 times 4, 16.
That was my answer. Jason gives you a thumbs up. Well done, yay! DJ Gooder.
All right.
Okay, so there you go. I think that that about sums up all of our Ask Me Anythings for this morning.
God, that was a hard one for the end.
That was a good brain teaser. Mm. You're going to have a productive day, my friend.
Yeah, I feel energized.
Yeah. Okay. Also, in case you haven't seen it, go to the Cabin Radio Facebook page right now. Episode 1 of Season 3 of the Cabin Radio NWT SPCA Pet Project is up right now. We are back for a third season of the Pet Project, brightening up your Friday mornings. And you don't want to miss this one because we've been talking about DJ Gooder this morning. We've been talking about the vocals that are absent from the Range Lake Anthem. Mm-hmm. You can hear those beautiful vocals on display, episode 1, season 3 of the Pet Project.
Yeah, I'm more of a backup singer. I'm the Michelle and Destiny's Child on this one.
You're so humble.
Ollie, Beyonce.
So, Michelle Tuma, who is, of course, the veterinarian, resident veterinarian at the SPCA.
Yep.
She wrote that song, correct?
A year ago. She wanted to do it last season, and it just never came to fruition. So she's had this loose leaf paper with pencil written lyrics, and there's a lot of them. We actually cut some of a couple verses out of the song, and she's had that in her back pocket for a year.
Wow.
So she wanted to debut it with some cringeworthy singing. And also, I thought we had an idea for doing the S for SPCA. And now that I watched the video, I realized that every single, like the other three people in the group, if you will, were doing a totally different S to what I was doing.
You just went rogue.
I went totally rogue.
So what were they? Were they doing uppercase S's and you were doing a lowercase? Is that
they were doing more of an arm S.
Oh, okay.
I was doing a full body S. I went from heels to the tip of my head. My body is now an S.
Okay.
And that's not what they were doing. It looks very obscure now that I see it on the video. So
check that out. Cabin Radio Facebook page. Brighten up your Friday morning as we head into the Thanksgiving long weekend. And of course, send the SPCA and Dr. Michelle Tuma your props for her brilliantly written parody song.
They were great, actually. Of YMCA. Really good lyrics. She did a good job.
They're not bad.
Yeah, I know. She did a really good job.
The execution of the singing, you know.
Don't let that take away from the lyrics.
Your part's beautiful, can I just say.
Thank you. It was more the dog backing.
that was also fantastic.
Yeah.
And of course, featured in episode 1 is the dog that almost became a tragic tale, and then returned to a wonderful tale and a sight to behold.
Yes.
Sweetie. If you haven't seen Sweetie yet, check it out. She is in foster care right now. I don't know if there's a pending adoption for Sweetie or not. I don't imagine Sweetie will last long on the free agent market.
Sweetie actually has I don't know if it's a brother or sister, but a sibling at SPCA as well.
Is that Petrie?
I'm not sure. I don't know the name.
Okay.
Yeah, I just know that Sweetie has a sibling there and with a similar defect. The 25% jaw.
Oh, okay. Jaw. So that's not Petrie then, I don't think, because Petrie had a different physical thing going on where they were kind of, their eyes were looking in different directions.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
They made quite a pair, Sweetie and Petrie.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
But yeah, so if you haven't checked that out yet and you haven't introduced yourself to Sweetie, take a look. It is the most heartwarming picture of a dog.
Oh, she's adorable.
You will ever see in your life. Season 3, Cabin Radio, NWT SPCA Pet Project, happening now. And I think that will do it for the morning.
Yeah, I think this was fun.
Yeah. We should do this more often.
Just we should.
Kick Jesse and Ollie
out.
Next
time, though, we're doing Lecter Day.
Lecter Day. Oh, a lector asked me anything.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. I want to know more about you.
Okay. Sounds good. I don't know when that'll happen.
Neither do I.
But we'll give it a shot. We are going to say goodbye for this Friday morning. Enjoy your Thanksgiving long weekend. We're going to be jukeboxing on Monday morning. We are going to be sleeping in just like you. We will not be here. So we will talk to you again on Mornings at the Cabin Tuesday morning. Have a great Thanksgiving long weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.